Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Oh, great. Suni's here again using my coffee mug. Awesome. Great. Hi, Suni. Thank you.
Well, hopefully they're good guests.
Oh, great. Olympics again, Suni. You know, it's been over for 2 weeks. We're still watching
more
it.
More equestrianism, huh? Okay.
What, do you have any other likes?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
And a good morning to you. Michelle Richards is here. Vince is back Monday. The rest of the crew also here. Greg, Debbie, Adam. No Steve Martin. Steve Martin says he's out. He will not be playing Governor Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live. A lot of people think those two look alike.
A little bit. I don't see it.
You don't see it?
Not really.
It's the smile, I think.
The white hair.
And the gray hair.
The gray hair and the glasses is pretty much all I know.
Well, that's what Martin said. Yeah. Steve Martin basically said, just because I have glasses and gray hair doesn't mean I can do impressions. So he said, nah, he's out. So they'll have to find somebody else. I don't know if we have no idea who would do J.D. Vance either at this point, but sure, they'll come up with somebody. Anyway, that's what's making news today is that Steve Martin says he will not play Tim Walz. So the Wisconsin State Fair is underway. And the fair, of course, is a long-standing tradition. And visiting every year is a goal for plenty of people. And Debbie Lazga found one of them, a super fan.
About you, but State Fair is my favorite event of the whole summer. There's so much to see, do, eat, and buy. It's fun, educational, and satisfying. But you don't have to take my word for it. Allow me to introduce to you Lindsay Kloppenbach, and she's been deemed a State Fair superfan.
Let's see, I remember coming probably the earliest around 14 years old. Started with loving the rides, and now I come for food and people watching.
Last year, she was gifted a superfan pass for Christmas.
It gets me in every day, all day, anytime I want, in and out. And this year, instead of superfan, they turned it into a fair fun pass, so I have that again this year.
She usually does come every day, and there's a whole procedure that goes into her visits.
Every year, a couple weeks before the fair starts, I print out the new foods list, and I go through it and pick out everything I want to try, and then I narrow it down to how many times I'm coming to the fair. That's how many new foods I get to try. So my first list had 5 things on it, but I'm going to be here a lot more than 5 times this year. So I had to edit my list, and now I'm ready to go.
Yeah, there's math involved. And she's not the only one that does this. In fact, the tradition has been passed down to her kids.
Yes, they went through the list and they wrote down a couple of items they wanted to try. So we were here yesterday and the kids tried. Well, they wanted to try the hot fudge waffle, but they had a s'mores waffle instead. So we tried that. And the daughter said it was just okay, Mom.
Tough crowd. Well, I guess when you're a State Fair connoisseur, you have to be honest with your reviews. Reporting from the Wisconsin State Fair, Debbie Lazaga, WTMJ News.
Of course, you can find us in the Bank 5-9 studios again today. I'll be out there on behalf of Bank 5-9 later this afternoon. So will Greg. Greg will be out there shaking hands, making an appearance.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
And Debbie, are you out there again?
I'm going to be out there for a little while in the middle of the day for a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm going to try something else now. She did try the Elvis nachos. Those are something to share, by the way.
Okay.
From Slim Begins. They're really good, though.
Good to know. Thank you, Debbie. Sports is next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip. One word describes the Brewers last night. Relentless.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
I just got a text message on the top secret talking text line. My child right now is watching Sesame Street. Sesame Street, they have a number of the day. They have a letter of the day. The Brewers have a word of the day. That word is relentless.
As Ortiz, a rocket inside the third base bag and down the left field line all the way into the corner. Adamas racing around third. He's headed for home. And there will be no throw to the plate. Joey Ortiz gets the job done again. An RBI double. It's 7-4 Brewers.
Silver Dollar Pancake can't talk yet, but I bet he'd be able to count all of the hits the Brewers had. 16. That was the 16th of the game, that RBI by Joey Ortiz. That would be when the Brewers solidified their lead against the Braves. In the eighth inning, a lot of small ball last night. Not really the MO of the crew. Also, 8 walks. That ties a season high for the crew. Again, relentless, the word of the day. Count how many times Pat Murphy drops in 8 seconds.
You talk about how relentless our offense
1
was today. It was relentless.
2
And there wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but, you know, it was relentless.
3 I mean, it seals it right there. It seals the deal.
Yeah.
Brewers take the 8-6 win against the Braves. They go for the series sweep later this morning. I said this morning in Atlanta, 11:20 local time, first pitch. Our Brewers Radio Network game day coverage starts right here at 10:45. Frankie Montas on the hill for the crew. Meanwhile, the Packers take the field for preseason game number 1 on Saturday against the Browns in Cleveland.
Since taking over as head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur has altered his philosophy when it comes to playing frontline starters in the preseason. ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde.
Matt LaFleur believes that there is a correlation between not playing your guys and getting off to a slow start.
In 2021 and 2022, starters rested, and the Packers were destroyed in the opener.
And he believes that that was because he didn't play his guys in preseason. Rodgers never played a snap with Matt LaFleur as his head coach in preseason. Not a single one.
Craig Mantic, WTMJ News.
Yeah, and in 2023, starters did play. The Packers opened up the season with a boat race over the Bears. So maybe there's something to it.
Or they were just playing the Bears.
I mean, also relevant.
But I understand.
Got to look at every variable there. Yeah. But again, preseason, always a struggle for coaches every single year. And how about some news you can use this morning, Eric? Preseason game 1 on Saturday, as we mentioned. But how do you watch it? Typically, preseason belongs on Channel 4.
Yes, they run all the games, all the preseason games.
Channel 4 is running Olympics coverage right now, we'll be running it on Saturday. So tip of the cap for listener Ken from Heartland brought this up yesterday. He said he called TMJ4. Surprised no one there prepared for this question. So if you get bounced around on the TMJ4 line, you'll eventually get to program director Anita Walker's voicemail. Something to note, Anita is on vacation. So this is the voicemail that will greet you if you call the program director at Channel 4.
Hi, this is Anita Walker. I'm out of the office, returning on Wednesday, August 14th.
Okay.
If you are calling about the Packers game on Saturday, August 10th, that will air on ION or WPXE Channel 55. If you have any further questions.
Anyway, if you need me at all in the office, I'll be happy to return your call when I get back. Do you think she took vacation this week on purpose? Do you know how many phone calls they're going to get?
ION. Okay. Yeah, you're right, though. People, all of a sudden on Saturday, you know what's going to happen. Hey, what channel is the game on?
Please don't call my producers,
what
too.
And they're going to be spinning through. Flipping through. It's on. No, it's on 4. Lance Allen's got it. It's on 4. Oh. What is this, Olympics?
It's going to happen. That's exactly the repeat. That's in like multiple living rooms on this Saturday.
Right. And you only want to watch what? Maybe in the first 5 minutes anyway. So
if
Jordan
that.
Love do that. And okay, ION, got it.
3:25 kickoff.
Imagine taking a trip for the weekend. Maybe it's a long weekend and never coming home. That story next. I am happy to be stuck with you. Wisconsin's Morning News. Yeah. Derek Bilstead along with Michelle Richards. Vince is back Monday. But are they happy? Are they happy? Remember the story we've reported on this, Michelle. Off and on, we've talked about these astronauts, American astronauts that blasted off on a test mission to the International Space Station on June 5th. You're going to be home in a matter of days. Don't worry, you can wrap up that errand when you get back. Don't worry about calling in the doctor's appointment and all that. We can just call when you get home, honey. That's fine. Well, so they left June 5th. They're still there.
NASA says astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams may now have to wait until February before returning to Earth, and possibly with Elon Musk's company, SpaceX. Officials breaking the news on a teleconference.
We know that at some point we need to bring Butch and Sonny home.
Yes, at some point you're going to have to bring them home. So they launched into orbit in June on Starliner's first ever crew mission. They've had issues with Starliner. So this 8-day mission stretching into months as NASA keeps working to fix Starliner's thrusters and the helium leaks they're dealing with.
At least they're not just by themselves. They have the crew of the International Space Station. They just got sent up more food and changes of clothing, so they did send a rocket full of more supplies for them.
Oh, good. Here's a new pair of boxers for you. I'd almost rather be alone, I think. And not like by myself per se, but like imagine if you were going up to Door County to visit relatives for like a 5-day weekend. You know, you're leaving Wednesday, coming back Sunday. So you pack enough clothes for 5 days, maybe 4 days because you're coming back Sunday. And here we are. You're still there. And you're still there. And you're there until next year in the same house. And by the way, you can't even go take a walk along the bay or get ice cream or go see the goat restaurant. You have to actually stay in the house the whole time with this other family until next year.
I don't know. If it's just the two of you, though, like, what if you don't get along?
Well,
like, I hope they get along.
They seem to be putting on a good face. Both of them, you know, are smiling about it, saying, oh, this is okay. I just keep thinking about, like, they're humans just like you and me. They have lives just like you and me. They have appointments they have to take care of. They have taxes to do. They have different things that they probably need to do, just like any other everyday human. And now they're just off the planet unexpectedly until February.
Well, they don't have normal jobs, though. This has to be a risk that comes with the job, don't you think?
Oh, well, sure. I mean, as with any job, I guess there's risk. I just...
Can they watch the Olympics? Can they watch the Olympics? Can they watch the Olympics?
Yeah, they can watch that for a little bit.
That's 11 days down.
But imagine being one of the people that live on that International Space Station, one of the other astronauts. Ugh, Suni is using my exercise equipment again.
She has to, or her muscles will atrophy.
Oh, great. Suni's here again using my coffee mug. Awesome. Great. Hi, Suni. Thank you.
Well, hopefully they're good guests.
Oh, great. Olympics again, Suni. You know, it's been over for 2 weeks. We're still watching
more it. More equestrianism, huh? Okay.
What, do you have any other likes? Reading my book again. Thank you, Suni. Boy, have you talked to your boss yet? Are they going to bring you home yet? GM Matt Arnold joins us for Brewers 360 at 7:45.
Eric, a seagull is on the lam after stealing a man's wallet on Nantucket Island.
Like a gull with an agenda. Tossed the cash and it went right for my Amex.
That's Noah Carberg. His American Express credit card.
That's what the seagull went after.
That's what he went. It's shiny, right? Maybe. So that's Noah Carberg. He tells NBC 10 Boston he was fishing that day. And his wife asked him to stop at the grocery store on his way home, and that's when the thief struck.
Bag my groceries, come out to my truck, load most of the groceries into the tailgate. I take a last couple of bags around to the back seat, come back around to the shopping cart, and there's a gull sitting on the cart, and right in front of it grabs my wallet, flies off.
So his wallet was in that tray. You know, at the grocery store cart, because he didn't have any pockets. He was wearing like board shorts or something. I don't know. Some kind of shorts with no pockets. So we had no other choice but to just stick it on the shopping cart.
Yeah.
Seagull swoops in, takes off. Of course, he did his best to get that wallet back.
I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is unreal. Like, I've got to get my wallet back. So, I've started chasing the gull across the parking lot like a crazy person, knowing that I look like an idiot, but I really wanted my wallet back.
Unfortunately.
So what we think is because there are like monkeys in like Bali or wherever that will like take your phone because they're smart enough to know that there's value there and that you might give them a treat for them to give you their phone back, your phone.
I don't think seagulls have that kind of thought capability or planning ability. I don't know. Who knows why the gull went after the wallet, but Carberg has not found it yet. He even posted about it on Facebook, offering $100 cash reward to anyone who finds and returns it. He just wants his license back and his credit cards. There's video. You can see cash like flying across this roof where this seagull landed.
Where do you think the seagull
landed?
Went with it? Quick Trip?
Seriously.
What's it ringing up all that money for? It's buying something. News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. It's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WDTMJ. Taylor Swift and her Eras Tour has been continuing. She had concerts scheduled to be in Vienna, Michelle, but they've been canceled now over what authorities in Austria are calling a credible terror threat.
Austria's intelligence chief says chemical substances have been found at the home of one of the suspects arrested in this week's raids. The 19-year-old uploaded a loyalty pledge to Islamic State just a few weeks ago, and police believe he was planning to target Taylor Swift's Vienna concerts.
Now, there was a belief that, okay, they've quelled the concern, but even still, they're like, no, let's cancel these shows. Even Taylor Swift has said in the past, though, that this is like her biggest fear, because it's happened before. We had a terror situation. Ariana Grande.
Right. Suicide bomber.
Her show. I think more than a dozen, if not more than 20 people were killed in that attack. Also, we had the situation in Vegas, of course, many years ago with the shooting there. And so, okay, let's just call it. Now, of course, you have all of these fans, many of them traveling to see the show.
I guess at the end of the day, safety comes first, but it's really heartbreaking as well for me and for all of the fans of Taylor Swift.
Of course, can understand that being heartbreaking, but again, now this is something you think about. Next time these shows come back around the States and you're trying to go, it is just something that, you know, is in the back of your head now as they deal with the situation in Austria. We'll dig into this a little bit more about what exactly these suspects were planning to do. We'll do that after the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, it's 7:44. We have Brewers 360 coming up next, and we have Matt Arnold on the phone.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
16 hits. That's how many hits the Brewers had in their win over the Braves on Wednesday night. Not one of them a home run, though, but that's pretty cool. That's why they were using the word relentless to describe the game. They're going to go for the sweep this afternoon. I should say this morning, 11:20, first pitch this morning. You'll hear it right here on WTMJ. Brewers 360 now, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Joining us on the WTMJ hotline is the Senior Vice President and General Manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. It's Matt Arnold. Matt, we've been having some fun. You have a magic number already that we've been reporting on every day. Where are we at, Greg, now with our magic number?
43
is your magic number. Not sure if you have that up on your dry erase board in your office yet.
Do not have that anywhere. No, that feels like bad mojo to start talking about that this early. But no, we're in a great spot. And again, the guys have been playing great, especially the last couple of days.
We asked a couple of days ago, asked Pat Murphy about Christian Yelich's status. And obviously, with a bad back, that's always going to be an issue that someone is dealing with. Murph seemed to indicate that you'd know before the end of the month at least which way he's trending. Any idea on what that's looking like for Yelly?
Yeah, still hard to tell. You know, I know he's not with us on the trip at the moment. He stayed back to work hard and just continue to rehab. But I know he definitely wants to be with us. I mean, that's something, you know, he's made clear to everyone here. He's doing everything he can to get back. And so, again, it's just whether his body wants to cooperate, but like I've said, I know his head and his heart are certainly in the right place here to help us.
When you see games like the one last night where the Brewers win, they have 16 hits, not one of them a long ball, does that change your demeanor at all? Do you appreciate that idea of, okay, these guys can score without having to rely on that?
Yeah, I do. I think that's an interesting dynamic for our offense. You know, there are a lot of ways to obviously hit the ball over the fence and score runs, but I think the way we play offense, you know, with moving runners, sac flies, speed, you know, just dynamic ways to score, including bunting especially, you know, we just have a lot of different ways to beat you, and I think it's not just the long ball, like you said, which is really cool. It really shows the different ways we can beat other teams.
Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold joining us on the WTMJ hotline. Hey, do you ever watch Hard Knocks, the show on HBO that follows the training camp of NFL teams?
I've seen it. I've actually never had HBO, to be honest, so I've never never been able to really follow it, but I've seen a few episodes around, but no, I haven't seen much of it, to be honest.
I'm just curious, only because, so they just started a new season this week, and it's documentary style, and it's very engaging sometimes with these teams, and they usually force teams to do it. We were just curious if you were told by the league, hey, we need to send in a bunch of cameras and we're going to follow you around during spring training, and they're going to be in the office with you and they're going to be interviewing all your guys, how'd you feel about that?
I mean, honestly, we're pretty boring. You know, I mean, I don't know if you want to follow us around sending emails or on phone calls, but no, we're there. You know, I don't know how entertaining we would be, but no, we do have a lot of fun. There's a lot of cool stuff we have behind the scenes here. So, you know, I'd rather let the players do the talking, to be honest, but I think it's a really cool thing for our fans to get that kind of exposure for sure.
I can imagine, though. I can see the first scene, though, Matt. It would be you with your kid, like, walking him through a fantasy football draft or something, and then you'd have to explain, yeah, my kid's trying to do what I do, and then that would be the first scene, and then they would show him struggle with his fantasy team, and then it would transition to you in the office with the other guys. Yeah, I'm already storyboarding for you.
Well, I mean, between the struggles that he has my son has with his draft, and I mean, we also the big league guys have a fantasy league as well, and so that would be really entertaining to follow. I can tell you from being in the draft room a handful of times with those guys, that would be actually really a lot of fun.
All right, we'll book it. We're gonna get the commissioner on the phone. We're gonna make this happen.
Sure.
Next year, Matt Arnold. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You're still in first place. Love it.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you as well. Thank you.
749 Brewers 360 with Matt Arnold. Ready, hut,
hut. Idea Man.
Now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle.
Innovator.
Tausch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I'll tell you this. I might be Wally Pipp. Wildy ain't no Lou Gehrig. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So it's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Joining us on the WDTMJ hotline, live from a boat, it is Mark Tauscher. Are you having any luck this morning?
We are having some luck, yeah. Max and one of his buddies are out here. We're with one of the great fishermen in all of Wisconsin. We've caught one monster muskie already.
Very nice.
A couple of northern. So you said it, a beautiful morning, and it's been beautiful out on the boat.
Now, who actually caught the fish?
The kids.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of in the role of photog this morning, and there's nothing more fun than seeing kids catching big fish and fighting them. Now, would they be doing it without the help of our great friend Clussy? Probably not, but pretty impressive nonetheless.
Well done. Hey, I don't know if you saw this or not, and I'm very curious. We wonder if you've ever had to do this. Can you bring that up there, Greg? So a lot of times you'll hear of rookies in the NFL having to sing in front of the other players. This is a offensive lineman Colin Cubberly singing in front of the Badger team. Little Adele. Job there. Did you ever have to do that? Did you have to be hazed and sing in front of your classmates?
So at Wisconsin, we did not. At that point, we didn't. But Cubberly there crushed it. And you always know that things are going well when everybody else jumps in with you and you kind of hear that. You just heard that little uproar. But no, for, you know, Green Bay, we got there and there's no hazing, but you ended up, you know, buying a bunch of dinners and stuff like that. It wasn't the talent show that you see. And I know on Hard Knocks with the Bears, they've done it. What it does, there's a couple of things. A, you want to entertain the veterans. You want to make sure they're having fun. But B, it also shows that you can be a part of it. You can kind of play along with the deal. And there was one time, I guess now that I think back at Wisconsin, we did have to do like a skit. And our skit was average, but when you did the impressions of Coach Alvarez, which I love doing on the radio with the day now, I'll do my Barry Alvarez impression. Those are fun, but you're always kind of looking side-eyed, like, if Coach is getting kind of irritated about this,
right,
you want to dial it back. But when you get the reaction from your teammates, you keep rolling with it, and you just hope Coach has a good sense of humor about it, because otherwise things can get a little bit dicey.
Do you think the coach ever knew you were making fun or poking fun a little bit?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I love doing, you know, the coach out. God dang it. Come on. We got guys over at the Towers not paying attention. That was always because, you know, when Barry would get really mad or very frustrated, his voice goes up 15 octaves. And that's when you know – that's the only way to do a good Barry Alvarez impression is by cranking up the octaves a couple of notches. But, yeah, I think as long as you're not saying or doing anything that's disrespectful, coaches have a – I think coaches love to laugh at themselves too. It just better be good. If it's not good, then you're going to probably end up getting punished more.
What I don't understand is why is this only a football thing or a sports thing? I mean, that's a job when you get into the NFL.
Agree.
Like, why aren't we doing this in the accountant's office or how come the finance department?
I'm actually thinking when Vinny's out, whoever is subbing in for Vinny should be asked to do something.
Wait a minute.
I think that should be the new norm, but I don't know if that's what you were going for. But I think tomorrow, I think Vinny's out again tomorrow.
He is.
Yeah. I think if you give a day's notice, I actually think we should do some type of a talent show tomorrow with anyone that's subbing. What do we all think about that?
I think, Michelle, that's a great idea. We should give it a shot.
What would Michelle, what would you do? If we go through with this, what is going to be your talent that you're going to do? You're going to sing, juggle? What are we doing?
Is it Adele? Or is it some other band, Pearl Jam? Who are you?
I am not doing karaoke.
Michelle's thinking, I'm taking the day off. It's going to be you two tomorrow. That's what I'm going to be doing.
All right, Tosh, enjoy the lake.
All right, thank you.
Tosh, sponsored by Kohler Services.